A federal commission held a hearing today about civil rights concerns at immigration detention centers, and that includes the facility in Tacoma, one of the largest in the country. KUOW's Liz Jones has more.
During the all-day hearing in Washington, D.C., the commissioners questioned federal officials, contractors, and immigrant rights groups about how detainees are treated. Early on in the testimony, Commission President Martin Castro took a moment to underscore his concern.
I am shocked to hear the consistency among different facilities. We talked about today the kind of abuse, sexual and otherwise, that's occurring. It does not seem to be an isolated incident. There's clearly a culture of this going on.
The hearing focused on the detention system as a whole and at complaints with specific locations. The GEO Group is a private, for-profit contractor that runs the Tacoma facility and many others. A representative was initially slated to be at the hearing, but Castro noted their absence.
They refused to be here. I'm going to consider whether I ask my colleagues to reopen this hearing at some point, so I have to subpoena them to come in.
Last year, hundreds of detainees in Tacoma went on a hunger strike to protest conditions and alleged mistreatment. They complained of inedible food and harsh treatment by the guards. Immigration officials consistently say detention centers follow federal standards, and several layers of oversight are in place. The commission's expected to report to the president and Congress about its recommendations for changes. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.